This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Safe Talk is a training workshop about 3 hours in duration that prepares anyone over the age of 15 to identify persons with thoughts of suicide and connect them to suicide first aid resources. Most people with thoughts of suicide invite help to stay safe. Alert helpers know how to use these opportunities to support the desire for safety. Safe Talk trains suicide. Alert helpers are better able to move beyond common tendencies to miss, dismiss, or avoid suicide. Identify people who have thoughts of suicide and connect a person with suicidal thoughts to suicide first aid and intervention caregivers. Safe Talk is for everyone who wants to help prevent suicide, such as frontline workers, clergy, volunteers, parents, grandparents, youth over the age of 15, teachers, and law enforcement officers. Mary Margaret Caldwell is a recent arrival to the mid-Vancouver Island area who has been trained to present Safe Talk workshops, and she presented a few months ago in Nanaimo.
Nancy McInnes spoke with Mary Margaret Caldwell in a People First Radio interview from March 2014.
We are joined on the phone by Mary Margaret Caldwell, Safe Talk trainer, mental health therapist, therapeutic touch practitioner, and hospice volunteer. She and her partner and their four dogs have recently moved to the Mid-Island area. Welcome, Mary Margaret Caldwell, to People First Radio. Mental health was not your original career choice. What was your original focus, and how did you make the shift to a focus on mental health?
Well, I've always actually worked in health and social welfare, and my original academic training is in community health, gerontology, palliative care, health planning, and health promotion. So it's not really so much of a shift to mental health, but I believe very strongly in the integration of mind, body, and spirit for physical health and mental well-being. And my first job was working with adults with physical disabilities, and as is quite common, I guess, I was promoted to managerial roles, which were okay at the time, but became less satisfying over time. So I did some soul searching and some career exploration and really decided that working in mental health was the best fit for me. So I went back to school and did a second master's degree in counseling psychology over 10 years ago and have not really ever looked back, because working in mental health is just a terrific fit for me.
Before coming to the Mid-Island, you were living and working in New Zealand. In your credentials, you list Maori as a language that you speak. What prompted your interest in Maori culture and language?
Well, I probably should say with the proviso, I don't speak Maori very well, and certainly it's hard to hang on to it when you're not living in the country. But when I moved to New Zealand, I felt that it was important, just because of the kind of person that I am, that to appreciate both kind of the individual and the collective experience of Tangata Whenua, that's the people of the land, that's Maori, the native people of New Zealand. And many of my clients, my colleagues, and my friends are Maori, so I wanted to understand their language and culture and customs. And that really informed who I am as a New Zealander, because I have dual citizenship as well with Canada, and also my experience and my practice as a counselor. And when I travel to other countries as well whose language is not English, I try to learn a little bit of the local language so that I can learn more about the people that live and work there. So when I was living in New Zealand, that was really important to me.
So what brought you to the Mid-Island area?
Well, my partner John and I had traveled to the Mid-Island area several times on vacation from New Zealand, and we liked the climate and the topography and the lifestyle here, and it is similar to the South Island of New Zealand where we were living, and we like to be close to the ocean, so it seemed like a good fit all the way around.
You're certified as a Safe Talk Suicide Awareness for Everyone trainer, and you have presented one workshop recently in Nanaimo. Can you describe this program?
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. Yeah, Safe Talk stands for Suicide Alertness for Everyone, and then the talk part of it is the steps that participants learn to become more suicide alert and aware and to be more comfortable with talking to people who might be thinking about suicide. And those steps are tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. And the Safe Talk program, it's It's a training program. It's a short program. It's a half a day or about 3.5 hours. And it's for everyone and anyone who's interested in becoming more suicide alert and aware, anyone over age 15. So it teaches participants to recognize and engage people who may be having thoughts of suicide, and then to learn them, to connect them with community resources who are trained in suicide intervention. So what the program isn't, I think is important to say, is that it doesn't teach people in 3.5 hours to do suicide intervention. It just really talks about the myths and taboos about suicide and how we can become more comfortable with talking about it and dispelling some of the misinformation around suicide, and then with practice and video clips and information to become more comfortable with talking to people about thoughts of suicide.
How could someone find out information about an upcoming workshop?
The LivingWorks is the company who provides the training to trainers, and their website is www.livingworks.net. So you can find a training on that website, or people could contact me directly as well. So I have had some interest lately in providing some trainings in Victoria and also in Port Alberni, and so I'm certainly willing to do trainings all across the island, so people could contact me as well. And I can give you my telephone number, which is a private confidential number. It's 250-927-3095. Or by email at marymcaldwell@gmail.com.
Can you tell us something generally about suicide? Who's most at risk? How your workshop assists people in responding, et cetera?
Sure. People who, well, first of all, I think it's important to appreciate that it can be difficult to get suicide statistics and rates because there's still a lot of stigma associated with it, and so there is some underreporting. And while we don't like to put sort of people in boxes about who's at risk, there are some populations who are more significantly at risk, and suicide rates are rising worldwide. So people most at risk, particularly around here, First Nations populations, youth of both genders, older men over 80 and beyond, men, smokers, people with family history of suicide, people who've made previous attempts at suicide, those with mental health and physical psychiatric disorders, particularly severe depression, and also those with alcohol or drug dependence issues. So those are the people that are kind of most at risk. And then just to provide some sort of facts about suicide, in statistics from 2013, between 10 and 11 people per day kill themselves. That's about 4,000 per year. And that's just slightly below the number of deaths due to cancer, cancer of the breast and colon. So it really is a huge issue. And in November of 2013, elderly men, so those in their mid to late 80s, had the highest suicide risks in suicide rates in Canada. So it's a really kind of a shocking and frightening rise in suicide rates across the country.
If someone does encounter someone they think might be suicidal, what are some of the things they can do?
Well, this is where the Safe Talk program comes in. It's the talk program. The talk steps are to teach people to recognize signs and symptoms of suicide, or people with thoughts of suicide, so what they might learn about someone's situation, what someone might tell them, or what they might sense about how people are feeling, and then and with that information to then just ask the question, you know, to say something like, John, what you've told me, you feel that you are having you've just lost your job and you're worried about your kids skipping school, and you're worried about how you might be paying your mortgage, etc., because you don't have a job. Sometimes people in those kind of situations are thinking about suicide. You've told me that you're drinking more than you might have in the past, and that you're really ashamed and feel burdened with the responsibility of being out of work. Sometimes people in those situations think about suicide. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about suicide? So it's just to to be more aware to the invitations that people might be giving you, that they're thinking about suicide, and be more comfortable with asking them if they are. And then, if they say they are, then providing them with suicide first aid resources and someone who can do a suicide intervention mm-hmm. with that person.
Sounds like it'd be a good idea to take the workshop.
It's really important to me personally and professionally, so I'm very much an advocate for the training, and also for people to learn to do suicide interventions themselves if they're interested in doing that. And Living Works also does have a two-day program to teach people to do suicide interventions mm-hmm. as well. And that's for everyone. I mean, Safe Talk itself is not for healthcare professionals or not for social service workers only. Could be for those people, but it's also just for the general public, for people who want to be more involved.
Okay, so we just have a moment left in our conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess, actually, I would also say that I am a registered counselor with SOS, that's the Society of Organized Services in Oceanside, and people can also request to see counselors there, so you could contact SOS directly if that were the case, and I can give you the phone number if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I really appreciate being able to talk to you today, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mary Margaret Caldwell is a trained facilitator of Safe Talk Suicide Prevention Workshops. You can find her on Facebook.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.